Let's leave you with a view of the storm this morning from here in New York, a city dominated by buildings, but blacked out, powerless, quiet at ground level.
At the corner of Charlton Street and Varick in Lower Manhattan, the first light is from the sun, but it's the first light this block has seen since the power went out last night. The sound you're hearing is the sound of generators. Generators powering whatever buildings do have light on this block and for most of Lower Manhattan, which has been out of power since the explosions and the flooding and the complications of the infrastructure have really turned this city into a city in darkness. And a city unlike other disasters and blackouts and problems that this city has had to face. This storm, Sandy, megastorm, superstorm, call it what you will, has humbled this city. There is resolve to put the subways back online, resolve to get the power going, but there's a feeling among the people walking, the sound of the city itself, the few vehicles on the street, no street lights, no traffic lights, a sense of humility of the forces that this city has withstood. Since I've been sitting here, one cab has gone by. One cab. Good morning, America. This is The Takeaway.
Seeing lights so out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State lay low. And life went on beyond the palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left their lives.